Luke chapter 2, we're reading from verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I don't know about you, but I love Christmas time. It's a time of enjoyment, because it's a time when we get together with family and friends. It's a time when we take a break from the normal routine of life. And for the Christian especially, it's a time when of joy and peace. It's a time of thanksgiving. It's a time when we praise God for sending His Son into the world, just like we're doing this morning. The Christmas story is one that is so well known. It's a story that has been told over and over again. It's a story of angels and shepherds. It's a story of wise men and kings. And it's a story, of course, of a very, very special baby indeed. Our readings this morning have only highlighted some of the events surrounding the birth of the Lord Jesus. And it's one of these events, friends, that we're going to look at for a few minutes this morning. In order to help us appreciate why and when Christ came into the world just at the particular time, we want to look for a brief moment at the spiritual state of the nation of Israel just prior to Christ's birth. And if you were at our services last Lord's Day, Alistair gave us a very clear understanding of the position that the people of Israel were in spiritually. And I just want to very quickly summarize that position for you this morning. The nation of Israel and its leaders had abandoned God. They had forgotten His precepts, and now God was speaking to the nation through His prophet Malachi. And this was the last time God would speak to the nation of Israel for over 400 years. God warns the nation to turn from their sinful ways. They were a thoughtless people. They had gave God no consideration whatsoever. They treated the things of God and His ordinances with contempt. And they dealt treacherously with each other. Not a very enviable position for any nation to be in. They had lost their reverence for God, and their relationship with each other was in serious decline. In fact, the spiritual state of the nation of Israel was in total decline. They were going downhill fast. And this was the position they found themselves in. And for 400 years, God remains silent. He stops speaking to the nation. And then, friends, after all that time, 400 years, God speaks again. And what does God say to the nation? Well, He doesn't this time speak through a prophet. Instead, He does something really wonderful. He speaks through the birth of His own dear Son. No longer would God use an intermediary to speak for Him. Instead, He speaks to the people directly. And to do this, He sends His own Son into the world in the form of man. Scripture tells us that God the Father sent God the Son to be the Saviour of the world. And in our readings, especially the reading that Jonathan read for us, the angel proclaims, "They shall call His name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." God has come to dwell with His people. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Truly, it was a remarkable birth. The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago is the one event that has had the biggest single impact on the world that the world has ever known. No other event in history has had the impact that the virgin birth has had. No other person in history has had such an effect on others that the Son of God has had. And no other person in history has brought about the life-changing qualities in the lives of others that the Lord Jesus Christ has brought. During the life of the Lord Jesus, many, many people have listened to his teaching and believed it. Some have even challenged him, while others have benefited by him and have had their diseases healed. Since the advent of Christ coming into the world, thousands upon thousands of people down through the centuries have had their lives changed. They have had their sins forgiven and have found new direction in life. And friends, he's still changing lives today. This was the very message that the angel proclaimed to the shepherds. If you want to look at our reading, if you look at verse 10 of our reading, just to see what the message was that the angel brought. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." The message that the angel brought was one of good news, friends. Good news. But not just good news, for it was good news of great joy. It was a joyful message that was brought. It was a happy and joyous proclamation. And many, many people would rejoice at Christ's coming, for it was to all people. It wasn't just to those in Bethlehem. It wasn't just to the nation of Israel. It was to all people of every kindred and tribe and tongue and nation. Look at verse 11, if you would, if you're following in our reading. And our reading in verse 11 tells us what the proclamation was. "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." What a proclamation. A Saviour is born who is Christ the Lord. And I just want you to note two things here about this proclamation. First of all, the proclamation is a universal in its origin. A universal proclamation. It's to all people on earth. Everyone would benefit from Christ's coming. Not everyone would trust Christ, but everyone would benefit from his coming. And number two, it is a personal in its application. This proclamation was unto you. It's personal in its application. It's for you, friends, this morning. The message of the gospel is a personal one. It deals with the individual, not the person sitting beside you, not the person sitting in front of you in the pew. It's for you that the Saviour is born. And again, the same reading that Jonathan done for us, the angel declares that the newborn babe should be called Jesus. He was called Jesus for he would save his people from their sins. And that was the message that the angel brought. And that's why Christ came. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Jesus went to the cross. He suffered and bled and died there for our sins. He paid the penalty for our sin. And it's only by confessing our sin and turning to Christ that we can have forgiveness of our sins and peace with God. Wouldn't it be wonderful this Christmas morning if someone here was to trust Christ for salvation? Many people this morning here have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Saviour. They know the joy of sins forgiven. They know the peace of God in their hearts and lives. And isn't that just what the angel said would happen? If you look at verse 14, "Suddenly the angel and a multitude of the heavenly host were praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" The angel said that there would be glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And there was, friends, there was glory to God. Verse 20, which we didn't read, says that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen as it was told them. They came and seen the baby for themselves, and they praised God for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were a joyful and praising bunch. Then also there was peace on earth. Verses 10 and 11 tell us about this peace on earth. It was peace on earth because of the good tidings of great joy that the angel brought. And that was that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And those who come to Christ know the peace of God in their hearts and lives. Paul in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "We, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." That's why the Saviour came this morning. There was also goodwill toward men, for Christ had come, and a way had been made for man to be reconciled to God. This morning, friends, may the peace of God be in our hearts and minds this Christmas time. And may our goodwill toward men result in bringing glory to God in the highest. And may the Lord bless his word to every heart.